Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Also, reallifesci-fi.show is our link tree. Pair Abnormal, P-A-R Abnormal, is our new, I don't know.
P-A-I-R.
What did I say? What did I say?
P-A-R.
Oh my God. Did I really? Fuck. You have to Google Pair Abnormal the way Willie spelled it, not me. And then headphone with an F. And it should be the first thing. That's what happened when I did it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know. Fucking. How's it gone? Shit. How do I do this now? Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our favorite guest. Legit our favorite guest. And I'll say that in front of all the other guests. I will. And I don't think any of them will even bat an eye because they know. Aaron Moles, he knows. Kelsey, she doesn't give a shit. It's our good friend, Crocky Meshkin. What up, Croc man?
Howdy. You know, I'm going to say right away, you guys are my favorite pair. And I'm not talking about the fruit.
Crocky, what's new, man? Are you still living that forest ranger life? What's your guys' hashtag instead of hashtag set life? What are you guys' hashtag?
Outdoors together.
Dude, but you're alone in all the pictures.
That's just, you know, my narcissistic side is
just you and the trees. You're together with the trees and the wolves.
Yeah, we got Mexican gray wolf making a comeback here in northern Arizona.
Have you seen any in real life?
I can't say I have. I had a guest.
You can't say because the wolves will come after you if you do.
Yeah, they're very sneaky creatures.
I know. They blow the pigs' houses down.
Yeah, I'm not trying to blow up my spot. Like,
right.
My house is made out of wood. It's not made out of stone. You know, if I made my house out of stone, fucked. I would be okay.
Then you could put them on blast.
I could say whatever I want about a wolf, but you know, I love wolves. Wolves are
you don't want to fuck
amazing
wolf.
Creatures. They're beautiful.
They're giant, but
you know, they haven't been around as long as coyotes.
I'm not into coyotes.
You know, it's weird. I was thinking about this the other day. There's a picture right in front of my place that says $1,000 fine for feeding the wildlife. And it shows a picture of a coyote. And I'm like, dude, I don't feed them, but if we don't feed them, then the only thing they have to eat around here besides rats that are eating poison are people's cats and dogs. And they have been snatching up people's little doggies as they're walking them. You know, they sneak up. I've been circled by three coyotes.
You just go, yeah. Bah!
Bah! I think there's a long-term relationship with coyotes and humans, like almost like we have a truce. And before I say that, I will say Los Angeles, California is the number one location for coyote attacks upon humans. There's no other place in the world that has more human coyote attacks. But that said, I'll be out, you know, way out in the wilderness or even right where I live. I can go for like a mile, 2 mile walk and I'm in the trees and I'll hear the coyotes make a sound. One will start making a sound and then they kind of sound off to find out where everybody's at. So everybody starts howling and you could be standing there and you start hearing, you know, these howls from here and there and all over. You get a sense where they're all at and they're just kind of taking attendance.
It's like when you're at a party and you bump into someone who's clicked up and then they throw a hand sign and then you look around the party and there's hand signs everywhere and you're like, oh fuck.
Do you think this has ever happened?
Jumped.
Party roll call, Willie.
What's the rest of it? Is that it? Just
no. Wait. Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
I'll bet you I could win in a fight with a coyote. I know all the tricks to beat a dog without shooting. I'm not a cop. I wouldn't shoot the dog.
No. Not like criminal level violence.
I had an aggressive dog growing up. I'd just grab him by his snout, pinch his. I've said this a million times. pinch his lip up so that his own tooth was biting his lip, and then he would let go of whatever poor dog he was attacking at the time.
All right, people will pay to see this. You should
let's
come
do
out
it, man. Let's get an animal wrangler and have him sick the thing on me. I'll take that motherfucker down. Can you even imagine? Listen, I don't have a bloodlust for this or anything, but don't you think it'd be really fun to just punch a dog in the face?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like to be, just to be able to like fight something at full force, because I'm never going to fight anything, but like the chance to do it, like, could I take on like a some kind of weird big cat or big dog?
No, not well. Oh, like a predator cat. Sure. A cat, like a regular house cat, I just feel bad, you know?
Okay, what a question for
punching
both of
a cat
guys.
In the face.
What is the animal, what are two animals each you would not fight?
Well, that's easy. Dragons and dinosaurs.
Just before I answer your question, I think one of the most satisfying videos online, and we've talked about this before, is that this kangaroo has this guy's dog and he walks up to it, squares up and just decks him in the face. It's the coolest fucking video. Yeah, I would love that. Get the fuck out of here, kangaroo.
Kangaroos are freaking crazy.
I would not fight a kangaroo.
They look ripped.
You shouldn't have asked for two animals that I wouldn't fight. I can barely think of two that I would.
I know. I'm like,
dog is one.
I'm the same way. Like punching one, you know, they kick with their feet and they rip open your guts.
Yeah. That's the point of their tail.
Who's ripping
so that they can disembowel you with their hind legs? I thought you were a forest ranger.
They lean back and dude, their fucking talons are huge. They're really dangerous.
I am, but the animals respect me. You know, when I'm walking around with my badge and my big hat, you know, the animals say, "Oh," they nod their head.
Oh, so you're like a cop? Yeah, you're just like a cop. Respect isn't earned for you; it's just a given.
It's an
you got
outfit.
The badge and the hat on, the big 10-gallon forest ranger hat.
Yeah, that Pharrell created that for the forest. Yeah. Thank you, Pharrell Williams.
Did we do the WoW scale or not? Do you remember what your score was?
I want to say like a 2 or 3.
Let's do a real quick fire.
WoW scale.
WoW scale is a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I will give Crocky his score anywhere between 0 and 5. If he's more of a 0, he's more of a weight. If he's more of a 5, he's more of a Willy. Crocky, are you ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
Yes.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Ghosts.
Yes, absolutely.
Bigfoot.
Yeah, on the fence for Bigfoot.
Yes or no? I said that like less than 2 minutes ago.
You want everything so defined in your boxes.
It's a black and white world. There is no gray area. You're either rich or you're poor.
Yes, then yes, I do.
Whoa, shit! I shouldn't have talked you into that. Psychics?
Nah.
And do you believe life is a simulation? Do we exist in a simulation of some kind?
No way. This is real. This is a real world.
Well, so now you're up to like a 4. At least. Yeah, you're a 4.
Okay. I'm going to live.
Because I pressed you on Bigfoot.
I'm going to live more of that. Yeah. Black and white. Yes. No life. I like that.
It's so much more simple.
It's quicker.
Vengeance is easy because you're like, you wronged me. You must be the bad guy. I can't be the bad guy. I'm the main guy. All right. Anything else that needs to be said before we launch into the topic?
I'm sorry. I was trying to finish your book before you got here, but I did not finish it. The Dirt That Feeds You. Go get his book. I'm going to read it before
Amazon.
The next time you're on again.
Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. If you don't like Jeff Bezos.
I totally forgot about that. It's under like 3 other books that I haven't read. I just buy books and I read like a chapter and then they just sit. I'm the fucking worst.
Just all you got to do, open it to one page, you know, just soak in one page. And
I will say I read the first 5 pages, but then I had to read another book for our last guest. I'm like, fuck, dude. But it's got a really great start.
You didn't finish that one either.
I did. No, I did.
Willie, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Are the clothes you're wearing killing you? Most likely. Every fabric has a different frequency, and that frequency is affecting your body's frequency. What you are wearing and what you should wear tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. The frequency of clothes.
Frequency of clothes. So this is like a video game where you get plus one if you wear a special hat or something.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. I mean, these, I don't want to even say that these are subtle energies, because they can measure basically everything in the universe is vibrating on the smallest level. And so each fabric actually has its own frequency that can be measured. This was actually first time on record recorded by Heidi Yellen. She's a Jewish doctor. In 2003, they did a study on the frequencies of fabric. They were using this equipment made by someone from Texas A&M, the ex-professor. They had the Ag Environ machine. This was invented to try to analyze the signature frequency of agricultural commodities and aid the farmer in determining the right time of harvest growth. So they had some technical reason for it. But anyways, they started checking out these different clothes. And so basically from the studies, they found that the human body basically has a frequency of 100 megahertz, 90 to 100. And if you are like knocking on death's door and about to die, the frequency of that human body is around 10 to 15. Someone who's about to die, someone has a terminal disease. And they were, so they were looking up, checking out different clothes. And so like organic cotton has a frequency of about 100 megahertz also. And what they came up with was that if you wear clothes with a lower frequency than your body, you're actually putting your body through strain. You're straining your body because you're affecting your frequency, your vibration, your magnetic field, whatever. And so most of the clothes out there has a really low frequency. Let's say you don't have organic cotton, you just have regular cotton that is bleached. That sits about 50 megahertz. But a lot of the other things, like
what about rayons?
Everything around you has a frequency. It's emitting vibrations, you know, and so everything is actually affecting your. A nudist on the beach, great. That's the ideal situation. But if you're at home, you're still being affected by your curtains, your stuff, your neighbors, your Wi-Fi, everything. It's just like hitting and affecting your natural frequency, your natural. I want to say magnetic.
This seems like a great gateway belief into being an insane person who locks themselves up. Like those people who are allergic to electromagnetic frequencies or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't disbelieve them, but that could never happen to me.
That was.
Because there's something weird happening. Right?
That was on John Wilson. Do you guys see that? There was an episode where he goes to this town where people want to get away from the electric. I would bet you anything that these people are into the fabric thing. They're very conscious of the clothing they're wearing.
What about silk? Is silk good? It's made from butt worms.
Silk is sitting at is low. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere between 0 and 15.
Wait, do you have them all? Polyester. Can I ask about anything?
I do.
Polyester is the same as silk.
Yeah, polyester is plastic. Leather? Rayon is plastic. Leather. Hold on. Let me see. I forget.
Well, I understand. I know that polyester is bad, but why would silk be as bad as polyester? Silk is.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the way they retrieve it or something. But like you said, it's coming out. It's
produced from an unclean insect is what this
says. Let's see. What else? What's a good butt juice? There is one. The vanilla that comes from beaver butt.
What?
There's a vanilla flavoring that comes from beaver butt.
Used in food?
Yeah. It's called castorum. It's actually a natural ingredient because castorum is just beaver in its juice. Strawberry and vanilla.
I mean, it's very rare. You probably never had it. But even if you did and you didn't know, what's the difference?
It is an old school thing because the whole beaver.
Crocky, you eat hot dogs all the time. I've seen you eat hot dogs.
Not true. No, I'm on that Woody Harrelson diet, man. I'm
what's
vegan.
That?
Just 9 years vegan right now.
Oh, really? What vegan? Yeah.
No milk, no meat. Well, actually, I'll try like fish, like wild caught fish every once in a while. But yeah, it's been about 9 years vegan. So like this topic is right up my alley because
You can eat fish because I don't have feelings. That's what Kurt Cobain said.
Yeah. And then you'll go to, you'll feel nirvana.
Yes. You know, what's bad for you is lead in your brain.
Right? Or mercury.
Yeah. Mercury. Take that. Take that, hippies.
We think that Courtney
did. Okay. I love that episode, by the way. That's one of my favorite real life sci-fi episodes. I listened to that in 2020. Okay.
That's an old one.
Willie's got a great topic here.
Yeah,
Willie's got a great topic here. I don't want to go off the rails. And this is also a thing. So I guess I never talk about it on social media or anything. But yeah, I totally went vegan 9 years ago. And my whole thing was like, I'm going to do it until I feel like some health problem or something. Mm-hmm. See what happens, like kind of a self-experiment. But I started doing the same thing with clothing. And
shut up. This is a joke.
I swear.
Well, real vegans try to choose vegan clothing also.
No. Okay.
Crocky is obviously not a real vegan. Look at him.
This is actually
those are Beats headphones.
These are Grottos, handmade in Brooklyn. These are some of the finest headphones actually for studio mixing. Yeah. You know, my degree is in audio engineering.
Oh my God. Can you please? So anyway, clothing, you're it's trying to be vegan with your clothing. Like what do you,
so yeah, it all kind of coincided with me moving out of Los Angeles, moving to Grand Canyon, eating healthier. Also, we're far away from like the grocery store and restaurants. So like you got to stock up. I started cooking a lot of my own food, but
I
then
feel
I
like
got
stocking
into...
up would be harder as a vegan because
yeah,
I'll get lettuce and it's gone in like 3 days. Like it's to the point in like 3 days that I'm like, is this lettuce still good?
Yeah. The salads are limited, but things like rice, quinoa, you know, beans, all that dry
chickpeas.
Stuff, you know, chickpeas, you can make your own hummus. This stuff is going to last all year. You buy it once, it's going to last all year.
Got it.
All right. So then
you
I got
to bring
into...
burlap sacks to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Sacks to the forest.
What's the frequency on burlap?
Burlap would be linen made from the flax plant. And Willie?
Yeah.
You're going to hit him with that
linen? 5,000. 5,000?
Mother effing.
Shut the fuck up. 5,000?
5,000.
So this is where the topic gets crazy. Because
2,000 more than Andre.
Because I kind of interrupted Crocky. What were you saying?
Yeah, before I go on like a total rant, I would go and buy clothes and I would really look at the tag. So you got the tag on the neck, but a lot of times too, it's on the lower part. And that's how I would go to the store. I wouldn't even look at the style of the clothes. Like I was looking, is this cotton, wool? I don't know why I got into that. I'd never heard about this frequency thing till you know, Willie brought up the topic a couple of days ago. I never heard about the frequency thing, but I started getting into cotton. I was like, I want to wear cotton. I don't want to like rayon and what is it? Polyester, all that stuff is basically it's
polyester spandex, all the
petroleum based, you know, it's basically the same thing as plastic.
Dude, yeah. A lot of the dyes are all oil based too, so petroleum just really took over a lot of things, you know.
You got to do something with your byproduct,
and so even
make money off of it
in the
realm
of
cotton, idiots.
Organic cotton's good for you, but here's the thing, it's not good for you. There are a lot of fabrics like well, I don't know what the frequency of leather is, but I know that leather and cotton and organic cotton especially, they don't help you, but they're not bad for you. They kind of just keep you frequency.
So a cow just walking around doesn't even have the same frequency as we do. The cows have a lesser frequency.
I don't know what their body is, but their skin emits a different frequency, you know. So like leather offhand, I think it's between 50 and 80.
What are the high ones outside of linen, which is so astronomically high?
There's only two high ones. Can we work up to these?
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Can we, like, you know, because...
Oh, please.
I feel like we're still at, okay, the body's 100, right?
Yeah.
You just mentioned organic cotton is 100, but non-organic cotton was like 70.
Non-organic cotton, I think, was 70. But as soon as you bleach it or add color, so when you bleach it, or black was bad too. Like black clothes is bad, I think, because I don't know if they bleach it before they add the black dye, but the black dye makes the frequency lower also. And everyone's wearing black clothes.
It's slimming. I mean, do you want to look like a slob or do you want to have a high frequency?
You know who used to sell organic cotton and just, it was like not dyed, was American Apparel.
Yeah.
I go down their warehouse. They're gone, right? I heard they like went out.
Yeah.
Didn't that guy kill somebody?
He got into some kind of trouble. They had those three big buildings down here that were factories, and so they're not LA based anymore.
Aaron, our former co-host, I think worked for that guy.
Oh, yo, you got to bring her back in, and we could talk about this.
He did something. I don't think he killed somebody, because she had a different friend who killed somebody.
I bet you anything he wasn't ironing his clothes.
Is ironing bad?
Well, he probably had more pressing issues.
Oh, you fuck. Hey, I went right in for that.
Hemp is on the same level too. Hemp is not too healing either. Hemp is with cotton, just like, you know, they're just, you can wear them, they don't affect
100 with your body. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were saying 100, like as in you agreed with it.
100, Willie.
100, dog. 100.
All right. So
we're the best music.
So they got all these different frequencies. I'm trying to wrap my head around the frequency thing, because it's got a vibration to it. So then that makes me wonder, if they're saying organic cotton and hemp are like at 100, is that harmonizing with your body? The other ones are dragging you down, but like, you said the 5,000. You said the 5,000, yeah?
Yeah, the linen, right?
Linen.
There are only two fabrics out there from all the ones that they study. Like everything's either, there's a couple hundreds, there's a bunch of really low ones, and then there's a couple that are 5,000, and it's wool and it's linen. They both are 5,000. So they actually are healing. They can heal your vibration.
Hmm.
So if you go to a beach wedding in Italy, you got it made, because you got to wear the wool suit, because that's what the gangsters are wearing. And then you got to wear linen on the beach.
Here's the thing though. You can't mix wool and linen.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I'm out.
The way that they basically with their frequency, it's, let's say wool goes, the frequency goes from right to left, and then the linen goes from left to right. They cancel each other out and go to zero. Next, it's actually bad for you. It goes to zero.
Yeah, just like lost audio. Me, dude. Now I don't believe this at all.
When they are close together, they collapse the electrical field because they are in opposite.
I don't believe it.
It's like polarity in audio, you know.
You could say the same thing about the bad things. My body is doing 100 and my fake cotton is doing 50, but they cancel each other out.
Let's go to some real world examples here. So Willie's talking about these frequencies, the clothes, is it killing us? Obviously we wore very natural clothing. You know, and I will say too, as someone who's like almost a decade of being vegan, I wear leather shoes. I wore leather shoes all day today, leather boots. I wear, because leather, I don't care what these vegans got to say about this or that, but like leather is a natural thing. There already is McDonald's and Five Guys and In-N-Out. They're killing how many cows? Millions of cows are killed every day. What are you going to just throw the skin away?
You're not contributing to more killing is the thing.
Yeah, they're already killing it. You make a jacket out of it, make some boots, use it, put it to use.
This is why I took the muffler off of my car. Or not the muff. What's the part that I know that I took the part that pollutes the environment off? Or
the catalytic converter.
I took that off because I was like, fucking PepsiCo is doing worse than I'm doing. Yeah,
those things are a ripoff. You know, I'm a bad environmentalist. Like I'm like a rebel environmentalist. Like
you're Maverick.
You know, like I wear leather jackets. I got wool on right now.
Well, wool's good, right? Because they don't have to kill the animal for the wool.
It's true. They're kind of doing it a favor. It's kind of like you're giving it a haircut.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one of those sheep? Out there and he can't get his hair cut. What happens to the ones that didn't have humans around? What do they do?
That's a
they
great
just get note, suffocated right? in their fur. What the fuck?
Let's next week. Say that for next week. That's a great all topic. Right. Sheep, yeah. Sheep, rebellious sheep.
Antisocial sheep. What do they do?
Okay. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the frequency thing, because what I did last night is I slept in full wool. All right. Fit check. I got wool.
That needs to be a hashtag that I use, because I always take a picture of myself. Anyways, go on. Keep okay. talking.
I got this is. Oh, yeah. Look at that right there.
What is it?
I know this is an audio format, but I'm showing off my wool. These are long underwear. I got wool, 100% wool long underwear. I got a wool shirt. So nothing is touching my skin but wool. And then this is an Icelandic wool jacket. I love this jacket. And leather, too. So I did this experiment because I was like, okay, I have the wool. I was all into the fabrics. And then I fall off because sometimes I'm like, I just want to wear some basketball shorts or some running shorts or something. You know, they're polyester. They're easy. They're whatever. You throw them on. But last night, I was like, I'm going to sleep in the wool. I'm going to get ready for this. And then I wore the wool all day today. And let me just tell you guys, like, I am just like buzzing. Like, I just feel like so in sync.
Here's the deal, dude. I did the same thing. Keep going.
Yeah. It's like, I just know what people are about to say all day long. Like, just vibing with my coworkers. And
do you have any idea what I'm about to say?
Say? Man, it's so crazy. Like, I thought this was all BS, but I'm telling you guys.
You're really doing it. This is crazy.
Crazy.
What are your glasses made out of, though? So that's the problem. Did you wear your glasses all day?
I didn't. I wore contact lenses made from petroleum.
From sheep. Oh, from petroleum.
Probably some kind of petroleum-based contact lens. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Well, like, you know, I'll think so much about my clothes and then like I'll pop these contacts in. And what the hell is a contact made out of? I don't even look that up.
It's definitely plastic of some sort, right? I mean,
the contact lens solution is made of borax.
Borax?
And they say borax is a big poison. You shouldn't be using it. It kills people. They don't even make Play-Doh out of it anymore.
This is a sticking point between Willie and I. Sorry. No, don't be sorry. I just think borax is completely harmless. I spread it around to kill cockroaches, and my cats have never died from it.
Yeah, really? Yeah. No, I eat borax. That's how I have lost all.
I've never heard anyone say not to take it or not to. I don't know about ingesting it. I just mean, I've always thought it was like a nice thing.
You know,
I haven't heard anyone say it.
You know what talking about?
I got rid of my arthritis is gone because I take borax. I've had arthritis for a lot of my life because I've had 6 ACL reconstructions. Anyways.
There's a lot of things that you take that you probably shouldn't. I don't know. I feel like we need a disclaimer here. Please don't take borax just because Willie said that he takes borax.
But you can look and see the doses that other countries take it in. You know what I mean?
What?
Other countries.
I guess you mean all those other countries that are better than America?
Yeah. that have outlawed things like trans oils and whatever. Anyways,
No. Borax borax makes sense because you guys were talking about me being
just a salt.
Park ranger. The founder of the National Park Service made his money in borax. I swear to God, I'm on this vibration, guys. And all this information in me as being a tour guide, we tell stories. At Grand Canyon, it's called Mather Point. It's the main viewpoint. That's the one that commercial buses are allowed to go to. That's where the road first takes you to. Most people have their first view of Grand Canyon. It's called Mather Point. It's named for Stephen Mather. Stephen Mather made his money off of borax, mining borax. And then he was, you know, super rich in the late 1800s, and he didn't like the way the government was running national parks. So he like wrote them this whole letter criticizing them, and they wrote him back and they said, if you don't like it, maybe you should run the national parks, which it wasn't, I don't know what it was called back then, but there was no National Park Service. Like, essentially he became the first head of the National Park Service.
That's all you have to do to get a job. You just neg the company, and then they're like, "Well, fine.
You do it then." No, I can tell you right now, I'm in charge of hiring for this glamping place. We're hiring up for the season. And just going through so many interviews right now, like that's really all it takes. You need someone who says, I could do this job. I could do better.
You guys suck. You look stupid. You're wearing all wool. Well,
no,
yeah, that gives them sort of drive to be.
Who's this freak in the wool? I'm sorry, this freak in the wool is going to tell me who I am.
Yeah, listeners at home, if any of you are about to have a job interview, try low key dissing the person interviewing you. Just try it. You know, see what happens.
Slam dunk on those motherfuckers.
Glam dunk? Oh, is that a word?
Ooh, glam dunk. There we go. Let's do that. That's our new company.
Glam dunk. That's going to be the headlines when I break the sales record at the glamping places. Glam dunk for Crocky Michigan in Northern Arizona. Leader. You know, actually, I'm very excited. I get to say, last time we talked a lot about the night sky, I work at the... I got to fact check this still, but I've been told this is the first ever dark sky certified glamping resort in the world. Ooh. Is where I do my star talks.
Congratulations.
Yes, that would be
congratulations.
That would be congratulations because we got rid of lights. We got rid of
lights.
Lights out.
Oh, you know, because it's glamping, like, and a lot of glamping has to do with electricity, right? Like that's what glamping is like camping, but glamorous. So it's you bring like a fluorescent light to
look for scorpions. You could bring a fluorescent light to.
Don't you like set up a TV and shit when you?
No,
glamp?
You're.
I
more
thought glamping
glamorous.
Is what Instagrammers did. I thought that's the influencers' version of camping. Glamping.
Glamping is essentially like the customer is not setting anything up. Like somebody wants to go camping, but they don't want to set all the stuff up.
Oh. That's like half the fun of it of camping though, because camping's so boring. Like, how else do you kill the time?
So a lot of the places in Joshua Tree are just like, well, we have to call it something else because we don't have running water.
So they call it glamping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just like the clothing. You how many times you go in the store and they say, "Oh, made from recycled water bottles," and like you're like, "Oh my god!" By buying this jacket made from recycled water bottles, I'm saving the planet. And the company, like basically it's a $300 rain jacket. And what? The company made from recycled water bottles. So what are you telling me, company, that this basically costs you nothing to make this rain jacket?
Yeah, you got it for free. Did you drink the water?
Well,
did you pick up the bottles? Did you go out and collect them?
Do you think that maybe they paid for the recycling? Because you know how recycling hasn't really taken off because no one can make a profit from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why there's these jackets. People are like, fuck, turn it into jackets. I don't know. Just take these. Yeah. Take these bottles.
Okay. I'm going to try to roll this back into the topic here because they're doing it with shoes. They're doing it with clothing and they're like made from recycled this, recycled that. And I'm like, I don't want to wear plastic clothing. I don't want that because this is the other thing nobody talks about. But think about when you wash your clothes, then you put them in the dryer and then you've got to take a moment. If you're a good person, if you're, you know, respecting the other people in the house, you're going to pull out that little drawer in the dryer. You're going to take your hand and you're going to scoop all that lint and you're going to put the lint in the trash. That lint still comes if you're washing cotton, wool, or you're washing polyester. That lint is still going to be there. And that's when it started to get to me. That's when I started to really look at my fabric labels a couple of years ago because I was like, okay, You know, if I'm buying this polyester rayon stuff, there are little tiny fibers that I see coming out when I wash the clothes and I dry them. So like you could be breathing that in, like essentially you're breathing in these little plastic fibers. If you have polyester pillowcases or
always like basically either off gassing or always the particular, that's the whole thing. Like with, especially with kids, if the night clothes isn't tight fitting, then it's got fire retardant on it. And that has been slowly coming off. Every time you wash it, fire retardant comes off. You're breathing that shit in. Anyways,
that sounds like something from the 50s.
Dude, everything, all kids' clothing has fucking fire retardant on it. Now it's crazy. They're just spraying,
is that
spraying
for real?
Plastic on it. Most.
What
most.
About the rest of us? I'm not immune to fire.
You're a grown person. Come on, you can go find some water and a fire extinguisher.
You don't think a kid can find water if they're on fire?
I would not want to. Yeah, I never heard this before, but that freaks me out. The
Darwin's law, right?
Oh, it was. We had to figure out which clothes didn't have fire retardant. But with linen, dude, linen is basically from the flax plant. There's many different flax plants, but here are all the crazy things about linen.
Yeah.
It's antibacterial. It's hypoallergenic. It doesn't accumulate static electricity. It's cooling. It reduces solar gamma radiation. It protects against chemical exposure. It's the only fabric that they use when they are performing surgeries for sutures internally is fucking linen. And every single hospital bed used to be covered in linen. And if you picture the one fabric that like exists throughout time, it's fucking linen. Linen wraps used in mummies. So linen
is the oldest. Yeah, it's the oldest. I looked that up.
It really is the fabric that we probably should be wearing on Earth. I mean, it's the best choice.
If you want to look like you woke up sleeping in your clothes every day, wear a bunch of linen. Yeah.
Or
people will love that. It wrinkles, is what I'm saying. It fucking wrinkles and you can't iron that shit out. And the second after you do, it wrinkles again.
There's more pressing issues than ironing your clothes. Come on.
Not in LA, maybe out in the forest. We can deck yourself from head to toe in wool.
The wardrobe person will
see. But out here in society, clothes, you
know, before the
we gotta shoot. Look good. I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Out here in the wilderness, you know, we are making clothes out of yucca fibers. We're making clothes, you know, we're half the time we're just buck naked. You know, we ain't got to worry about the frequency. We're getting the frequency from the sun.
Farts don't get caught up in your pants. They just go.
Ooh.
So yeah. You stink
if it's linen?
Well, I don't
it
know.
Breathes. It breathes.
If it's,
I found, listen, what I found too is linen is the oldest known fabric.
On top of that, it's been in the scriptures a few times, right? Deuteronomy 22:11. Thou shall not wear a garment of divers sorts, as of woolen and linen together. So the Bible a couple times says not to mix linen and wool. And so the religious people that see this, what they've said for a long time is, oh, this was just them trying to see if you could follow orders well religiously. You know, don't mix wool and linen. That's what they say. It's like, this is in here to see
if they treat their religion like a boot camp.
Yeah. But these words are from a different time, you know, and the translations are gone and whatnot. I'm just saying that, like, there is a chance that whoever said these things back when they wrote the Bible understood.
Listen, I don't want to cut you off, but I already know where you're going. And I would say that is the most likely chance, right? That they somehow intuned themselves. I don't know why they would know that or how, but that's a way better answer than just follow orders.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of biblical scholar came up with that? No, it's just they want to see if you can follow orders.
Also,
that's at the heart of Christianity, following orders.
It's kind of like in the same vein. Did you know that I don't want to go on a Bible rant. Here's another quote.
Don't.
Ezekiel 44:17. And it shall come to pass that when they, the priests, enter in the gates of the inner court, they, the priests, shall be clothed with linen garments, and no wool shall come upon them, whilst they minister in the gates of the inner court.
Well, you just made me think of something, though. Don't they do the sacrificial lamb thing? Don't they have some kind of hang-ups with, like, wool? Are lambs sheep?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're probably they're God.
Fine.
Please don't
they're
wear
fine
God.
Wearing wool,
you can drink his blood and eat his body, but don't wear him.
And that's all the new shit. The old shit wasn't like that. So there's three different quotes in the Bible that says, don't fucking mix wool and linen. And I'm like, this is the first time of recent 2003. I always assume that there's so much information and just stuff that we've lost over time. You know, and here's the last one, just so I can get it out. Leviticus 19:1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and saying to them, ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with a mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee.
What?
It's like, dude, don't mix linen and wool. Why else would there be a reason to not mix two different fabrics together that are pretty good?
I don't know. There's shit in there about not shaving.
You guys remember Super Size Me, the documentary?
Do I? Yes.
Right? He the dude who eats McDonald's, like he's like, oh, how bad can McDonald's be? I'm going to eat it every day for 30 days. Well, I'm going to do this with linen. For what? I'm doing this, guy. I'm doing this with linen. I'm going to do this with linen. I decided right now I'm going to try this.
Dude, I wore linen last night.
You did.
I bought a flax linen blanket from France.
I wish you guys would have told me you were doing this, and then I could have done it too.
Well, you are going to do it. The documentary is going to be about you, how we convinced you to do it.
Okay. And how it now changes. I'm in. Everything. Now I'm in. Everything in your as long life, as I'm involved.
Everything in your life changes. Like,
I went and partied last night. I drank too much. I was like, I was like, oh, I'm going to sleep with this blanket. So I slept with the blanket all night. I was not hungover at all. It was like, I felt better. It was weird. In the same vein, there was a this flax is resistant to fungus and bacteria. According to Japanese researchers, studies have shown that bedridden patients don't develop bed sores when linen bed sheets are used. There's just so many weird different things and they require five times less fertilizers and pesticides to grow than cotton. Wow. I'm just saying, like, no, it was fucking
linen was huge before cotton, is what I was reading. It was linen and hemp, like linen and hemp. Like George Washington grew linen at his estate. Linen was like all over the place. I don't think I need to over explain it. In so many ways, human beings have like fallen off this natural, more relaxing lifestyle. We're addicted to our phones, scrolling, we're wearing this weird plastic clothing.
Well, picture our clothes versus like
the Amish.
Picture Amish clothes where they make their own clothes out of cotton, they dye their own stuff, whatever.
Yeah, and they look like fucking Halloween dorks.
Okay. I'm glad you brought up the Amish, because I wanted to talk about one of my heroes, a guy named Roy Munson.
Yeah, and he was a bowler, right?
Roy Munson was a bowler, and
I know. What happened to that guy?
In 1990,
he was really good.
In 1996, he took an Amish guy under his wing, and they made a movie about this to tell the story. So Woody Harrelson was in this.
Oh, Woody Harrelson just like keeps coming back. So
Woody
weird.
Harrelson is obsessed with hemp. Have you guys seen this? Like, if you look up,
didn't he tie himself to the Golden Gate Bridge for hemp or something like that?
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it. He got arrested after shooting the movie Kingpin. He got arrested for planting hemp seeds in Kentucky. And this was like one of these on purpose, like protest things. Sure. Like he knew he was about to get arrested if he did it, but he did it and they like filmed it because he was like, he would wear like hemp. I looked up these old. Basically, what I'm getting at is I watched J-Lo, This Is Me Now. I was like, oh my God, this movie's incredible. And then I looked up J-Lo's movies. I found this movie with J-Lo, Woody Harrelson, 1995, called Money Train. And I was like, wow, this movie's incredible. And then I was like, what's up with Woody Harrelson? Why has he got such a great vibe? And and then I looked up.
I know, like, you're not joking. That's then, what's funny about no. this.
And then I went to
you
Google.
You really did. You
then
really
I went to
did.
Google. Yeah. I went to Google. I said, what clothing does Woody Harrelson wear? And Google no, it said hemp clothing. And so the hemp is, you know.
He's a big hemp and weed grower.
I need some structure. I need a profile. I can't be wearing hemp. I can't just be like a frivolous, like draped. I'm too fat for that. I need structure in my clothing.
No, we're going to get linen. You. This is going to be a documentary, man. I want to make this documentary. Is like the first 5 minutes is going to be me talking about like I wore linen for a year, but now I'm going to share it with the world. And
yeah, but so here's the problem with you being the sort of base in this experiment is you I imagine that you're just super happy with your life no matter what you do.
No. Come on. No. I got the same problems. You're living out in everybody the woods. Else.
You're like a forest ranger and shit. Like, you got no problems.
Yeah, I guess you got a point there.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm over here trying to pay rent in society. What is that?
Okay. Well, look, there. I feel like there's this wall between us, right? There's this invisible wall between us. It's called...
Should we take our glasses off?
It's called Victorville. And if only we could get through Victorville, if we could get you somehow. It's like in Stranger Things, right? When that guy, what's his name? Like Jim Hopper. It's funny. Every time I go to the gym and work out and I have to go to the bathroom, I always think, Jim Hopper. And I'm like, Jim Hopper. That's the Jim Hopper. But the Jim Hopper is a guy in Stranger Things. It's very confusing to me. But anyway, there's this town.
Well, maybe your life isn't as good as I was just saying it was.
I mean, in the spirit of improv comedy, I'll yes and that. My life is just amazing, guys. I'm out here in the woods. You know, I have no bills.
You're hanging out with coyotes.
My biggest bill is my underwear bill because I'm buying linen underwear. I'm buying hemp underwear.
It's well, so okay. Freaking... Wait, I know we're joking around, but I just had to buy a bunch of new underwear because the underwear that I've had for years has started disintegrating, right? And I loved it.
Yeah, that happens. That does.
But you can't get linen underwear. You just can't do it. That's not a thing.
You can. Watch you can. Me. It is. It is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. Listen, fuck off. I know that it's possible. Do I want to wear those?
I know, like, it's not made by a company that has
what
made
kind of
it
designers it, designed
try
them?
It, try it.
Just
try
what? Just it. Any sort of loincloth that goes between me and my pants? I don't
I mean,
think
you don't know. You that don't know is until what you I'm try it. For. You don't know until you try it.
I need
it.
Support. Like, I need durability. I need flexibility. I'm out here. I'm playing basketball on the weekend.
It's all in the grain, man. It's all in the fiber grain. Because wool, everyone used to be like, oh, wool's itchy. I can't wear wool. It's so itchy. And there was this freaking war on wool. And people were like, you know, like, oh, the baseball players in their cotton outfits, they're suffering. We need to get a moisture wicking outfits. And there was this war on all the natural fibers. And it's like, no, America. I will not stand for this. I need you to try these fabrics. Okay, you guys might not know this about me. I don't think you knew this about me when you guys asked me to do this podcast. But listeners, if you guys can type in clothingofthegods.com right now. This is a website owned by yours truly. Clothingofthegods.com.
Is this true?
It's all natural clothing. All the clothing on the website is made from natural fibers.
Can't be reached.
It can't be reached.
Oh, wait. I did clothing of the god. Gods?
Gods. Because we're talking like freaking all the days of the week. You guys know the days of the week, right? You got Monday.
Sorry, then I put clothing of the
Sunday.
Gods.
You got Tuesday. If you want to know Tuesday, you got to think of...
Dude, I like this Grand Canyon shirt that looks like Vice City. And I love these ancient symbols.
I got this right
what
here.
What is this? This is really this right yours?
Here. Yeah. I'm the owner of clothingofthegods.com. So yeah.
All right. Let's see. Where's the underwear? I don't see any underwear.
No, I got to work
this
on the underwear.
Looks like just a bunch of stickers.
Dude,
for
there are flax farmers out here that you could get in contact with.
Yeah, I need to get more suppliers of the materials because I can't find an underwear supplier except for like polyester shit. Because everyone's like, oh, I want these underwear that's like flexible and.
I know they've all been duped in the thing. Like,
they haven't been
drying.
Duped. They haven't been duped. It's not like that was a choice, and we all said no. It hasn't been a choice for 40 years.
It's like Doritos. Doritos was the ingredients on Doritos go back 30, 40, 50 years ago. It was corn. It was
look at European cheese. Doritos. European Doritos, because all these things ingredients are illegal over there. So
and
they have
just
to make the
slowly,
old
they just slowly worked in going. These other ingredients, just slowly, so subtly that nobody noticed. And then they try to market it. Like all the dude, you go to the store, you can't even buy some freaking cotton jeans. Jeans were always 100% cotton. Now you go to try to buy jeans and they're like, these are flexible jeans.
Wait,
you
denim know, like is the cotton? Whole,
denim is cotton. Yeah, it's 100% cotton. Actual denim is cotton. It becomes denim through like, there's like the dyeing process and stuff. And you know, this whole, the deal with the whole like skinny jean thing, I can't get into them.
Well, you're in luck because bigger jeans are back. Baggier jeans are back, baby.
Thank you, really? Billie Eilish.
Really? I didn't
know that. Good. I owe that one to Billie Eilish.
Wait, what? Oh, does she say that? Is that in Royals or something? Wait, did she do Royals?
Billie Eilish is always wearing baggy ass pants.
Oh, is it Billie Eilish? Is she the one who started it?
I feel like she's been heavy. She's been heavy on, I don't know if she started, but she's been heavy on the revival of baggy pants.
I think maybe I have all my old baggy jeans, but here's the thing. Now that I'm over 40, I can't try to do what the kids are doing or I'm going to look pathetic. Right. So at this point, isn't my wardrobe or my fashion, my fit, mm-hmm. isn't that predicated on my age? And am I immune to the baggy jeans, trend?
It depends on how many times you post about your outfit, you know what I mean? Like if
daily I do a get ready with me video every morning, I do a gram, I do a story, I fucking put it out there, dude.
I would love it if somebody was doing that and it was like, I'm wearing the same outfit 3 days in a row.
Just got out of bed, looks like I'm ready.
It's like the Clark Kent and closet, they open the closet, it's just the same outfit over and over. I would trade every piece of clothing I wear for wool or linen. If I could do it overnight, I would do it.
But here's the thing, you can't even, well, just Willie, you're not supposed to mix those together.
Really. Just real quick,
yeah,
make your point and then segue it into a kind of wrap up.
Word. I would say that you shouldn't even store these things together because their vibrational energy is going to zero around you. It doesn't matter if you wear it. It's got to be. So you almost have to store them in separate rooms.
That's insane. That's bonkers.
I will build a second closet. I will do it. I got my Arizona ranch. I could do it. I could build a wool closet and a linen closet.
I mean, it's all coming together. Shelter.
Here's the craziest thing about this topic is that from the things that I've read and because it's fucking quoted in the Bible three times, I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. This is compelling. I lean towards really believing this. And then the other side of me says, I cannot find, and this is a problem of today's searchability. I cannot find the real statistics of these studies. And everybody out there is posting the exact same shit.
Yes.
And
yes.
Every video is someone sitting in front of a video. And I'm like, I want to watch that video. I don't want to watch your face pointing at it going like, yeah, listen to this shit. And I'm like, dude, this could all be fake. But I lean towards believing it. But it could all be something that somebody made up.
We gotta test
this because of this Bible quote.
We gotta test this.
Yeah, you gotta test it. And I'm super out. I don't believe in any of this. It's dumb. Mixing two fabrics, fuck off. It doesn't do anything. I don't care about your vibrational frequencies. I mean, come on. So we all vibrate at 100, even though some people are miserable and pieces of shit.
We're gonna have
Rupert,
to come back
Rupert Murdoch. With... Rupert Murdoch vibrates the same frequency as me, and I'm a sweetheart.
We're not saying that.
We're gonna have to come back with this topic again, but the topic is gonna be biogenetics. And this the idea that not only do clothes vibrate at certain frequencies, but every single thing has a vibration. Everything does.
This is a schizophrenic's nightmare. Not to, I don't want to pejorative schizophrenics, but that's what it seems like. Now, you're like, my TV is doing this and my computer is doing this and I'm freaking out. This is like
the ancients.
This is like adapted mental illness. Adopted mental illness.
There are geometric shapes that also resonate frequencies out there too. So not only does it matter what the object is, what it's made out of, but what the geometric shape is. And so some people think that this is why, like you said, Wade, it's always going to come back to pyramids, that these shapes were made a certain way because they used to build devices to resonate, to put out frequencies that would help heal us. And so this is why the pyramid is not a four-sided pyramid. It has concave shapes because of that vibration. And it's easy to talk about. And I will say, dude, I do feel better after sleeping with these fucking linen sheets. And I'm like, I'd like to look into it more. I am so torn on the idea that this could be something that somebody made up, but I'm like, I'm into it right now. So we'll check back in with that. What do you think, Crocky? What's your take on all this?
I freaking am holding back from how much I like this. I like this a lot. I believe in it for sure. I'm joking about it, but you know, I believe we're losing so much by living indoors on one hand, but yeah, the clothing is a whole other level. Think of it like in a lightning storm, they say, get in your car because the rubber doesn't conduct electricity. So if lightning strikes, you'll be safe in the car. That's what I think is happening with the clothes. Like, we want to be connecting with nature. We want to be conductive to nature, but we're like cutting ourselves off by wearing these rayon and polyester things.
I'm very curious about your documentary where you wear wool or linen for 30 days.
Mm-hmm. And denim on denim.
And denim,
you gotta get
denim,
the device. You gotta get a device. Yeah, to
the
measure.
Canadian otherwise tuxedo.
Remember when? Yeah. Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears wore. There's denim on denim. There's khaki on khaki. You know it's cracking wearing khaki on khaki. You know it's trending wearing denim on denim.
That seems out of touch even for that time. I don't remember a lot of denim on denim in 2000
linen on linen. That's the new
I think
way.
She was doing a joke about Stalin and John.
What? Britney Spears?
Well, we're not Stalin. What was the other Lennon's name?
Oh,
John Lennon.
John Lennon.
John Lennon.
And then, well, who was the Russian?
Oh my God! Yeah, Len.
What was his name? Lennon. Yeah. What was his name?
I just remember the Simpsons episode where he breaks out of his casket and he's.
Yeah, like, me too. I love it. All right, let's wrap it up. Thank you, Crocky, for being here once again. The website is Clothing of the Gods, and the book is I Eat the Dirt and Then the Dirt Gives Me Food. But don't get it on Amazon.
Yeah, get it.
What
on
is
Barnes
it actually
Noble.
Called? The Dirt That Feeds Me.
Yeah, on, The Dirt That Feeds You.
The Dirt That Feeds You. Get it on BarnesandNoble.com. Barnes and Noble was the first major book publisher in New York City, and I'm very happy to be on their website. And yeah.
And thanks for being here. And you're going to stick around and do the bonus where we get wild?
Yeah, because I want to reveal there's actually somebody very famous who wore a linen skirt to the red carpet premiere of their movie a couple of years ago. And it was a man.
Oh, I know who it was. Timothée Chalamet.
Nope.
Timothée Chalamet.
Nope. I'll reveal it.
Okay. Stay tuned for that reveal. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, I feel like now is the time or you're never going to know this. You can't just Google it. What's it called? Exclusive. This is an exclusive that we will reveal on our more sci-fi episode. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, get access to that. Thank you for listening. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
After you.
Oh, shit. You still are on. You're very on.
mm-hmm.